So hello, everybody, and welcome to our content implementation call, our first one for the new decade, our first one for the new year. It's January 2020, year of clarity, right? Vision, perfect vision. So it's a really a good time, I think, to be setting our visions on what we really, really want and how we want to be, how we want our business to be, how do we want our personal life to be in this year coming up. So I'm starting my year the way I want it. The way I want it to be all year. I actually was invited to a conference in Maui, and it was last week, and decided to stay an extra week. I was planning to stay an extra month. Originally, I thought I could just work from here and I'll just stay here for a month. But because of, I've never been here in the winter, because of the housing pricing and the availability, it was a little out of the budget to stay for the whole month. Maybe I'll do that sometime in the winter and look for a long-term rent. I mean, the summer and look for a long-term rental. But I'm starting the year the way I want to be all the time, which is in a warm tropical area. So I'm super excited and super blessed to be here. So today's content call is on thyroid. Who's excited about that? Who likes to know more about thyroid? Yes. Yeah. So thyroid is, we see it as almost an epidemic, right? Years ago, when I was studying in school and I was reading Robin's textbook of pathology, and it talked about hypothyroid as a condition you will rarely see in clinical practice. Can you imagine that today? Like, it's a household name, right? Hypothyroidism, Hashimoto's. So things have changed. And why is that? Probably because of our stress levels, our mounting stress levels in this world. But not just mental, emotional stress and the craziness, but the environmental stuff and all the crazy toxins in the air and the water and the food and the chlorinated waters, the fluoridated waters, and all this stuff that we're doing in our delicate little thyroids are wreaking havoc. And you're going to see a lot of people with thyroid issues. Who's already seen people with thyroid issues? Yeah. So it's rampant, right? So we need to know how to work with them. So what I'm going to do today is I'm going to share with you, I'm going to screen share from the thyroid module. Obviously, I'm not going to teach the whole thing because it's like 6, 8, 10 hours or whatever it is. It's a long module, but I'm going to share with you the highlights of how you find things. Like Valerie and I were talking on another call and I said, okay, let's, you know, show you where to find certain things about this particular, you know, how you can use it to work with this certain client or patient. So, and I also want you to know that there's the partner module on the Unstoppable Health, which you all have access to everything there. And within the NEPT modules, we go in order. So you have to get through a whole lot of modules to get to thyroid, because I think it's module 13 or something, 14, something like that. But I would highly recommend that you start with the one on the site for the clients, because I go really deep with the client education. I'm a big fan of teaching people how their bodies work so that they can actually understand why you're making the recommendations. So start with Thyroid Revive and Thrive. It's over on the side of the Unstoppable Health site. And for all of the modules, I'd say for all of the modules that we have an equivalent, thyroid, adrenal, digestion, and blood sugar, start with those modules over there. Before you do that, because then it's a repetition and then it's just adding to instead of just being totally new information. Make sense? All right. So feel free to stop me as I go through if you have particular questions. That's what makes this a good learning opportunity. So I'm going to share my screen and wait, let me go back over here. I thought I had it open. What happened? Here it is. Is that it? Okay, yeah, now I'll share my screen. So there's two thyroid modules. We're going to go through both of them. One is Thyroid Mastery and one is Thyroid Assessments. And the first one is Thyroid Mastery. So like all of the other modules, you know, we start with the index, we have the learning objectives, pretest, and the core content. So if we go to learning objectives, I highly recommend you read the learning objectives and make notes of what you're looking for in here. What do we want you to understand? Because it helps to frame you in terms of going through the module and helps to frame your mind in terms of what you're looking for. So we want you to understand, obviously, that the physiology, the function of the thyroid, and how it affects other hormones, understand the role of the HPAT axis, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal thyroid axis, and its effect on thyroid function. Become familiar with all the thyroid hormones, not just TSH, which is what most doctors do, and then that's where they leave it, but TSH, T3, T4, free T3, free T4, reverse T3, and how those impact your client's health. Understand how to interpret the labs to determine overall thyroid function status. So we have some of the assessment in this module, the overview, and then we go in even more depth in the thyroid assessment module. Understand and be able to recognize the difference between symptoms of the various thyroid imbalances like hyper, hypo, autoimmune, and subclinical kinds of thyroid, because we see that a lot. Explain and understand the role of iodine and other important nutrients. There's this really big weirdness around iodine. Some doctors call it iodophobia, right? And there's some people saying nobody should take iodine and nobody should eat sea vegetables because they're getting too much iodine and it might mess up their thyroid. And my question is, how can you make thyroid hormone if you don't have iodine? Because iodine is a critical component. So like everything else, it's balance and it's understanding at what point you are being more cautious with certain people and at other points, when are you actually supplementing thyroid and how do you test for that? And then patterns. Dattis Karazian identified 22 different patterns of thyroid imbalance. It's all different ways. Doctors look at, you know, the conventional Western doctors will look at hyper, hypo. Some of them are smart enough to know about autoimmune and then thyroid cancer. And that's it, right? There's so many nuances and imbalances in between it. When I was talking to Valerie earlier today and she shared with me her numbers, I said, this person has a conversion issue, the conversion from T4 to T3. And all of that is explained, like why we have to look at those things. What is T4? What is T3? What's the importance of conversion? And a lot of Western doctors, either they forget that they learned it in school or they didn't learn it properly in school. Because I remember one of our students said that her client got back this test and she had said to the doctor, I want to see the free T3. And he basically said something like T3 gets converted to T4. So as long as you know the T4, you don't have to worry about the T3. And I'm like, what medical school did this guy go to, right? It's like totally wrong. So there's a lot of misunderstanding. And we've had a lot of medical doctors go through this program or other programs that we've done for thyroid and say, I wish they taught us this in medical school because now I understand it. And now I understand how to go back and really help these people who had like weird conditions that we didn't even know were thyroid related. Let's see. Understand how major symptoms of the differentiation between, like if somebody has really bad fatigue, do they have thyroid or adrenal? We have a whole section in here on that. And then understand how to create a customized thyroid rebuilding program that they can use with the right supplements and the right foods and all that. So these are the objectives of the module. Make sense? Any questions so far? No? Okay. So your pretest, like all of them, is optional. I mean, you do it, but we're not grading you. And kind of we expect everybody to fail it. Right. And if you don't, it means that you just have a lot of education about the thyroid before coming in, or you've studied our Thyroid Revive and Thrive course before coming in. But for the most part, this is just to help you to see where you need to be focused. Like you go, oh, yeah, I know this one. What's the role of zinc in thyroid health? Right. We talk about that. Which nutrient is a vital part of the molecule? Iodine, by the way. Right. So glutathione and SRD are antioxidants, true or false? Causes of thyroid resistance. So all of these things are ways for you to know how much do I know before going in. I mean, we can't test you on everything. We're just kind of randomly pulling things out. And then you know, oh, okay, I really have to look at this section because I don't know much of the herbs. I don't know anything about the herbs related to it. You submit your answers. It'll tell you if you passed or failed and it'll tell you, don't worry. The test is not graded. You'll never be penalized even if you get nothing correct. There you go. And you can take it as many times as you want. Okay. Any questions about the pretest? No? So now we have, Yeah, so there's five parts. It says additional topics TBA. I don't know why they put that there. I always add topics if I want to and if I don't, you know, when new stuff comes out. But these are the basic content subjects. So, and you get to check everything off, just like all the other modules. So once you've finished it, these will get checked off actually automatically when you go to that page. So if we go to anatomy and structure, you get to check off all the things you did, watched the anatomy and structure video, downloaded the slides. The reason we added these as action steps is because people will come back and go, oh, you know, I want to be able to watch this stuff. Can I have access? Is this lifetime access? Well, it is lifetime access if you download it. And, you know, pretty much it's probably lifetime access. But a lot of times people don't remember to do it. And then they're like, oh, I have 12 modules to download. That's going to take me time. Whereas if you do it as you go through each module, download it. Download the slides, download the transcripts, the audios, the videos. We are one of the few programs that let you download your videos. And I find that useful. Like recently, I just flew to Hawaii on an 8-hour flight. I wanted to watch some videos from a course that I registered for, and I couldn't. I couldn't. I had 8 hours I could have watched these videos, and I couldn't because they didn't have them downloadable, and you can't do internet streaming on an airplane. You can do internet, but you can't stream videos. It just doesn't work. So we let you do that. So download them. So if you are sitting in somebody's office or you want to put them on your iPod or iPhone or whatever people are using these days to listen, you can go running, you can go exercise, you can be sitting in line somewhere, you can be at the airport and you can be listening. So I highly recommend that you download all these. And as you do it and you check these off, if I check all these off, I'll show you what happens on the previous page. Oh, wait, I have to complete the test. So you can check off everything, even if you didn't do it, but except the test. So you've got the anatomy and physiology. I'd like to hit it so I know how long it is. 22 minutes. So it's a 22 minutes on the anatomy physiology of the thyroid. And then there's extra materials. Wow. Those are old links. We have to fix those. Yeah, they still probably work, but there's, see. Oh, some of these are like extra things that I thought were interesting kinds of videos that I found on YouTube. Here's a, that's weird. All right, this page needs some updating. Because it's got stuff that's just repetitive of this. So I'll look at that. Let's see if this is all videos or, yeah, these are all videos. These probably should have page. Anyway, welcome to watch them all. They're there. Public domain materials. There's all kinds of cool stuff there. And then you can take notes and then you can take the test. So, if I look at the slides, and there's always transcripts, right? So if I look at the slides, it's going to teach you, right, all about it, what it looks like, so you understand how it's controlled, mechanism, the synthesis of the hormones, production of the hormones. So this may look like, oh my God, this is like, it is, but I'm explaining it to you in the video, but the pictures are there to help you to see the complexities of it. Do I expect that you're memorizing all these pictures? No, right? But when you see it pictorially and you see how one hormone leads to the other, it's going to make so much more sense. And what is thyroid binding globulin versus, you know, thyroid peroxidase, and what are all those terms mean, so that you can make sense, especially if you're doing some advanced research on this stuff. Does that make sense? All right. So then we have patterns and dysfunction. Yeah, those things on that first page should actually be moved to the advanced topic stuff. So I'll make sure that happens. So now, how does the thyroid dysfunction? How does it go bad? This is 13 minutes. And I try to keep the videos shorter so that you can really dig into them and you're not watching an hour and a half and going, oh my. Sometimes it's longer, but So what are all the different patterns of dysfunction, right? Hypo, hyper, autoimmune, and then subclinical patterns. And then there's also the things that nobody ever looks at in terms of binding globulin deficiencies and what can cause that and the sex hormone interactions. There's so much here. Iodine, how does it work? What things interfere with it? How this impacts glucose metabolism, right? If people don't get their thyroid under control, it's hard to get their blood sugar under control and vice versa. So you've got a video on that. And then again, there's the quiz. And now the basics of assessment. We have a whole other module we'll look at that goes into the details of it. But we're giving you the different kinds of assessments that you can use. And when we look at the Done For You page, you'll see that you have a lot of these in Word docs so that you can copy paste and create your own really easily. This one, I want to show you this because I mentioned it to Valerie this morning. Oh, it's an Excel sheet. I'll do it on the other page. So the printer friendly, we'll look at that. So what are the different ways? Like, how do you help people to assess at home? Right? What are some of the signs that they can find? And there are the thyroid temperature, the comparison, the Wilson's temperature versus the Broda Barnes, the different symptoms of deficiency and excess, the physical exam signs. And even if you're not seeing somebody in person and can physically touch them, these are things you can have them look at and observe and feedback to you. So you can be looking for signs that they have a thyroid issue. There's some goose flesh, you know, as I'm giving you all sorts of things here. Comparison between adrenal and thyroid, and a long series of stuff about the comparison between adrenal and thyroid, and then some of the lab analysis. Now, the lab analysis, we go into much more detail in the assessments module. Okay, that's that. And then, and actually some in here, lab interpretation, and then the causes. Let's see how long this one is. 16 minutes, way more of this in depth in the other module. And then you get that chart. I think that might be a PDF. Yeah, so this is a chart so you can compare. Like if you're seeing somebody who's fatigued and has all these issues, is it more likely to be thyroid, adrenal, or both, right? A lot of times they are coexisting. So that gives you some good stuff. And then this is great for understanding what all the different lab markers are and what they mean, and the various panels. This is my favorite chart of all. And as you go through and you listen to how I explain it, it'll make more sense. But I love this chart because there's usually mixed patterns. So as you're going through and you see, oh, this is high and this is low, you can just circle things on this chart, and then you can figure out where are they most likely to have the biggest issue. Like on Valerie's person, just from her telling me, it sounded like he had a conversion issue was the biggest thing. But then it goes in through what are the possible causes of that? And then what are some of the nutrients that you could do based on what you're seeing? So conversion for Valerie's person, right? Conversion of T4 to T3, what are some of the things that are important? Well, antioxidants are important. Where's this one? Gotacola can be important. Phosphatidylserine can be, that's over conversion, under conversion. Phosphatidylserine, selenium, right? So it's a cheat sheet that you can print out, you can laminate it, keep it on your desk, and give you a general idea. Like we always say, there's no such thing as a protocol, right? That's going to work for everybody, but it gives you a general idea, right? Of what you need to be doing to help the person if they're in that sort of a dysfunction. I love this chart. I think this is one of the best things in the whole program. And then if we look at the slides, I show you the pattern chart and we explain it. So that's basically what this is. And the final piece is the causes of dysfunction. Like, why are people in this dysfunction? They didn't just were born with a bad thyroid. They may have some genetic tendencies that make them more susceptible to the environment. But what are we looking at? This is 14. And then we go through all the different causes. There's medications, and we give you a chart of all the medications. Check what medications people are on, because some of them can interfere with their thyroid. What kind of diet things interfere with the thyroid? What about the pesticide exposures? Which nutrient imbalances can contribute? Gluten intolerance is huge. Stress is huge. Blood sugar swings, smoking, environmental toxins. So this is a great summary of all the different things that can be creating this thyroid imbalance in your client. Any questions on the core content? No? Yes? Everybody okay? No? You good? And then the advanced topics. That's where I usually find resources and various things, diet and lifestyle interventions, a paper that was written. Oh, this was a really good paper. Let's see if it's still there. Sometimes I find things and then they disappear. Yeah, it's a paper that somebody wrote about dietary and lifestyle interventions. I thought it was worth a while. We had an advanced clinical resource with Dr. Dennis Wilson. And we had, so that's on there. And I think what I'm going to do is move those things that were on that first page, which are really advanced resources, onto this page, because I think that this, it makes more sense for them to be here. He did a great job in talking about the T3 and the problem with T3 and the conversion and all that kind of stuff, thyroid resistance, etc. On the done for you, you've got the PDF versions, but then you have the doc versions. So if you want to add some things to the assessment or take some things away or add your own sections, you can do that and you can create your own forms. The temperature monitoring, let's see, the checklist, etc. Okay. And we've got an assignment. So at the end of a lot of our modules, we have an assignment that takes theory into practice. So basically follow the next steps piece, which is down below. Write a report about your client using the case study template or create a PowerPoint presentation and schedule a time to present it either to your colleagues or record it in a screen share and then turn it in. So you're basically gonna have somebody that you're working with. I know that Susan mentioned somebody that she was working with, thought she had thyroid, Valerie did. So you'd basically take it up. There's the case study template, which we should have had a link to it there, but if you go to resources, case study submission form. Yeah, so if you look at that, you'll see the format. And but also, if you go to certification, see it's at the bottom here, certification. Case history template, so you can use that. Okay. Let's see if I go back. Any questions about the assignment? So I like to make it so that, where did it go? I like to not have you just academically study things, but I want you to actually put it into practice. If you don't have a client that has thyroid, look around, you'll find it. Probably a family member, you can ask family members and then do a case history on that. Every family has somebody with thyroid issues.
Dr. Marie?
Yeah.
So when you're saying go to that certification one at the bottom, are we actually gonna have that available to us?
The certification document? Yeah.
It way at the bottom
was
there?
Showing. That should be showing for everybody.
Oh, okay.
It's I'll not? Work. All right, I'll make sure that that gets showing for everybody.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we should also put the link on that page to say, you know, certification document and just have the link so you don't have to go fitzing around for it. So next steps, we have that in every module and we want you to be able to go through and really like, okay, now that you've learned this, what do you do with it? So we basically have you pick a client or a family member as a test case, have them complete the thyroid assessment scorecard, check off any medications, and then have them complete the temperature tracking sheet. Do a thorough history to determine the root causes, to run a complete panel on them if you can, and recommend a program for them to follow, adjust the program, and retest in 2 to 3 months. So this is something you can do as you're going through the rest of the program. Like, always be thinking, okay, who can I use as my case? Because when you start to put this into practice, that's when you really learn it, right? When you're just reading it and studying it and watching videos, it's like, okay, it's all theoretical until you actually have that person in front of you. Does that make sense? Yes? All right. And then you have your final exam. And the final exam is pretty hefty. How many questions is it? It's 40 questions, right? To really have you test your understanding. All of these exams are open book because life is open book. Life is open book, right? In nursing school, in medical school, whatever kind of school you went to, they would ask you these absurd questions that if you had somebody with that, you'd look it up, right? So I want to know that you know how to look this stuff up. It's crazy. I don't remember half the stuff I had memorized for my boards because I never saw them in real life, right? And if I did, I'd pull out the books. And with Google, you can Google it. So I want it to be open book. I'd never make it otherwise because life is open book. That's the way it works, right? And the more you do it, the easier it is. Like, so when Valerie asked me these questions about these particular labs, I've done this so many times that those ranges were in my mind. But I don't have all the lab ranges in my mind. Why? Because I can open a book and look them up, right? Don't like clog your brain waves with things that you can easily look up. What you really want to know is, where can I find this information? Okay, and so that's basically the thyroid. Any questions? No? Yes? Maybe? Everybody good? Yeah? You want to go on to the assessments piece? Yeah?
Okay. Yes.
Yes. All right. I have the assessments piece open over. Okay. I opened up all these other things since. Well, I thought I had it open. I must have. There it is. All right. There's the assessment. Okay. And again, it's organized in the same way. So I don't have to go through the all the pieces, but I do want to look at the learning objectives. What do we want to accomplish when we finish this program? And understand the presenting complaints, understand the role of physical, mental, and environmental and food stresses on the thyroid dysfunction. Because as you're assessing, you want to be able to ask the right questions, right? What are they eating? Are they taking hormones? Because testosterone and estrogen are two hormones that majorly affect the thyroid function and the thyroid binding globulin. Understand the effects of thyroid dysfunction on other things. So the interaction, understand the symptoms, right? So we have to ask the right questions. I can't emphasize enough the importance of asking the right questions. And then be able to identify the physical exam signs, right? Not even if you're not somebody who can do that and you're physically seeing them, you have them, hey, take a look at the back of your arms. Do you see this goose flesh hanging out there? Stick your tongue out. Is it fat, right? Looking at the eyes, are they bulging, right? So all these different things that you want to be able to identify. There are our at-home testing options we'll look at. What lab tests are appropriate? Because the average MD just does TSH. This is just TSH. There's nothing beyond that. And that doesn't give you enough. And then how to order the tests. There's plenty of places that you guys know how to do that. Except New York and a couple of other states tend to be a little bit more restrictive on that. So you have to be more creative and you have to really be able to work with the doctors to help them get those markers. And then how to interpret the markers. And we go through that in a lot of detail. And then, you know, what are some of the nutrients and herbs and stuff? So there's some repetition here by design. So if you're like, oh, I already learned that in the previous module, there's repetition by design. How many people learn things fluently the first time they hear them? How many people require repetition over and over before you get it, right? I'm one of them. I'll raise my hand big time, right? Need repetition and repetition. And the reason I'm so fluent in a lot of these things is years of repetition and, you know, thousands of clients and students working with. So those are the objectives. The pretests are all little and short. They're usually like 5 to 10 questions. just to get a general idea. This one's 10 questions. Let's see. Okay, who knows this one? Depressed T4 to T3 conversion can be due to. Anybody want to jump in and answer that one? What causes a slowdown of the conversion from T4 to T3?
Elevated cortisol.
Elevated cortisol, yep. What else?
Pretty much all of them.
Yeah. Pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much all of them. All right. All right, so let's look. Testing foundations. And then again, here's your additional materials and your tests. So you can refer to them. And we're reviewing all the anatomy and the HPAT axis and how the interaction of hormones. I highly recommend that you really work at studying those, because it's the interaction of those hormones that can affect the way the thyroid functions and the types of and the patterns. And we talk more in detail about those, the scorecard. Symptoms are super important, medication. So there's some repetition here in the signs. We just go into a little bit more detail here.
Going back to that HPAT axis slide. I found that I printed that out and I slipped it into a little, one of those plastic sleeves.
Yep.
And I show my clients that.
Mm.
Now, I don't go into it in detail because it's too geeky, but just to give them an idea.
Yep. Of things that are interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a great idea.
How interconnected the whole thing is, regarding stress and just, it affects everything.
I had fun making this one. It's not the best. I should probably have a graphics designer go back and do it in a better way, but I making the arrows and the lines and how they all connect. And when you see it, you go, holy cow, this is really elaborate. And there's a lot that goes into it. There's under the events section under Shine, there's an HPAT axis. I don't know if we've moved it in yet. I think we're actually gonna make it a module in the future, because there's so much in there. And we had a whole Shine event, 3-day Shine event on the HPAT axis. HPAT axis. Yeah. And a lot of what Susan's saying, I do that with a lot of these charts. There's the one that comes with the Dutch test. Boom. That's in a thing there. Anything that's a graphical thing that you can show people, even like you said, you don't go into the detail, but they see the complexity and they see the value of working with you, because they may not understand the complexity, but they know you do. Right? And they go, oh, you understand that? Yeah. We're going to look for all the different interactions that apply to you. And we're going to help you to correct these imbalances. And they get a lot out of it. I used to keep one of those little, it's like a sleeve thing that has, it has three hole punch lines and you can open it up. It's clear at the top and you can put a bunch of pages in there. So I would put these, I'd print these out, put them in the slot sleeves and then put them all in a group. And I could flip through it to explain to whichever client it was the appropriate ones, and they were all in one place. That was a really useful thing when I was sitting, face to face with folks. Okay. And how long is this one? It's probably not that long. It's long. It's a 41 minute. So it's pretty in-depth. It's more in-depth than the one in the other module, because that's what this module is about. All right. Interpretation. And a lot of these have, probably have some cases that I go through. Let's see, slides here are, that shouldn't open in a new tab. Yes, it does. And I wanna see how long it is. Yeah, and this is 48 minutes. So there's a lot more in depth in the interpretation here. And I highly recommend that you watch and listen to them a couple of times to really get it. And then find people to practice on. And then use some of the cases that we give you. Let's see if this thyroid scale diagram is a PDF. Good. This is what I tried to show you before, and it tried to open Excel. When you're doing interpretation, I love this chart, and it was by Dr. Rind. I put his email there, or his website there. But when you're mapping out their numbers, the TSH, free T4, and free T3, it's really clear what their pattern is. They should be lined up down this middle line here, right in the middle where it says, I think, zero, right? The numbers. So if you look, TSH at the bottom, it shows you the range of TSH. So if their TSH is between 1.3 and 1.8, that's considered ideal. If it's at, what was yours, 2.8, I think Valerie said earlier, it would be here. And you just put the number here in that three. I'm pointing with my finger thinking you can see my finger. And I can't get my mouse to move over it. But the number two would be where it would fall. The number three would be where it fall, where it says plus three. Then you'd say, okay, what's the free T3, free T4? And I think you said it was 1.38. So that was in the plus one box. So you had a plus three box, a plus one box. But then where's the free T3? You said it was 2.8 and it was in the minus two, right? So we know that the free T3 is much lower than it should be in comparison with the TSH and with the free T4. And you know that from that, you know, and you'll learn when you go through this module, that that is an underconversion. The T4 is not being appropriately converted to T3. Anyway, this is a fun diagram, and you have three on a page, you can multiply it. And as many times as they get it, you can watch the pattern as it improves. See what these are. I want to show you what these are. Yeah, so this is the markers and what they mean. This is the one I showed you earlier. We repeated it in here, so you don't have to go back there. Other patterns of thyroid dysfunction. And this is the Wilson's temperature syndrome. And you have a whole advanced topic on the Wilson's temperature syndrome with Dr. Wilson himself. And then you've got Dr. Krazian's 22 patterns of thyroid dysfunction, of hypothyroid. And what are those? And we're always looking to see what, not so that we can label it or diagnose a pattern, but so that when you label that pattern, you understand the mechanism that's underlying it. Is it related to dopamine? And the more you go through this stuff, the more you're gonna be able to see it. Thyroid testing and balancing protocols. I think that was the one I showed you earlier. Yeah, that's that one. I already clicked that one. Looks like that one's there three times. We must think this is an important document because I think it's there three times. Okay. Yeah, so if we look at the slides on here, you're going to see a lot of really good stuff. And so this is a good tracking form to just isolate the thyroid stuff for people. Let's see if I can make it bigger. Can you see that? You know, it's the TSH. It gives you the lab range. It gives you the ideal range. And then you can track their tests. We used this in particular in the Thyroid Revive and Thrive program as people were going through it and they'd fill it out and then they'd upload it and then we would help them interpret that. That's the other thing you're going to see a lot if you go back through the Thyroid Revive and Thrive program. You'll see recordings of me interpreting for people. And it was really cool because people who got theirs interpreted towards the end knew so much from listening to everybody else's that they were telling me what was wrong with them. So it was really exciting. So you can use this and you have a full size version of that as well in the full size slides. And then the Rind, and I explained the Rind scale in there. And then I explained those charts in there. And then we go through very big detail on each and every one of these, each and every one of these labs. Okay, so you're gonna get into a lot of detail. Like I said, it's a 48 minute video, so it's fairly long. Okay. And then we have using assessments to correct and find imbalances. And how long is this one? That one's 33. So these are hefty. There's a lot here. Again, you have the same ones multiple times. And then your test. And let's look and see what is in here. And again, some things are repeated because they're important. And then we talk about some of the ways that you can understand what's going on in the different patterns. So if this person has thyroid resistance, which most people have that in combination with the other things because of all the things that affect thyroid receptors, inflammation, high levels of cortisol, a vitamin A deficiency, homocysteine, and you'll learn all about those things in here. And then what do you do about what causes it? And, you know, and a little bit about what you can do about it. And then a real life. So I took you through the master tracker. Let's see. Let's see how long this one is. 20. So it's shorter. We'll go through the slides. I think a lot of this was, there were a few slides, but I think some of it was sharing the screen. So I have balancing protocols. Again, we have that sheet, but I think what most of this, if we were to play this, through, it's the master tracker, like a screenshot of the master tracker on real people. Yeah, so that's actually me taking you through some cases and the advanced topics. These are some of my favorite books. And let's see. And then the advanced topic again, we had the Dennis Wilson one there. Probably should go through our ACRs and see if there are any other thyroids and put them in there. Okay, done for you. You're gonna get lab. So you've got a lot of things that I've given you in either Excel or doc form that you can use as you want to. You can edit them, you can, you know, put your logo on them. Just follow the instructions here to give me credit. But you've got a lot of things that you can do. The patterns of dysfunction, the temperature monitoring chart. So you don't have to sit around making all these things again. If you want to make them on your own, fine, you know. But it's at least I'll give you a starting point of a document where you can make it. And next steps. So choose a family member, order a complete thyroid, do the step-by-step, make notes, what pattern are they following, reassess, tweak, but use the master tracker or something similar to follow up so you can see these numbers side by side. You can also use the blood chem software and put everything in there because it'll give you sequential charts so that you can follow and see how the person's doing. And then I'll look at the exam. Okay, let's see how many questions are in here. Only 20. You got off easy that way. And that's it, you know? So there's a lot here, it's packed in. So the additional things I would recommend you watch, listen to, read are the Thyroid Revive and Thrive program and the SHINE. And those of you who aren't all the way up to this module yet, because you gotta do the ones before it, you can find, you have access to the SHINE, you should. And if you don't, just let us know. But you should have access to the SHINE conference. And if we go back to, let's see, HPAT Access, the 2014 one. Then there's, you know, all the videos, and there were people who were our guests. These are the topics of the 3 days. And we had Tom O'Brien, Dr. Minich, and David Weinthal. Donna, and so we had a whole bunch of people, and I think the way it works is, yeah, so if you go over here, you'll be able to see all the different things we did and the different guests, and you also get all the materials. So if you look on there, which is a lot of the same stuff you got in the module, but they're all in one place related to the HPAT, all the worksheets combined, etc. So that's it. Any questions, comments, concerns, overwhelm?
Well, that's cool about the SHINE. I didn't know that was there.
Cool.
See, I didn't know that was, you know, that particular
topic. That particular topic. Yeah.
Yeah. It was nice to have that connection because that also goes with the adrenal module
right.
too.
HPAT, that's right. Yep. Hypothalamic pituitary adrenal thyroid. Yep. Absolutely. Anybody else? Let's see if there's any questions in here. Martha, really appreciate how you let us have generous access. Edits are in process. Tony, Francis, and I discussed this. Oh, good. Thank you. Yay, you're on top of it. Cool. Thank you, Valerie. Anybody else? Questions or comments? I see Janet came on. Kim is on. Who else? Donna. I heard from Donna. Who else is on? Susan and Valerie, both Valeries. Cool. All right. If there's no other questions or comments, are you finding these helpful to get you motivated and inspired to get into the modules? Janet, you finished them all, but it's good to have a review, isn't it?
It is. Every time I can get on, I always learn something. Mm-hmm. So, every
awesome.
Time.
Any tips you have for folks who haven't started yet, having been through it?
Working through the modules?
Yeah, through these thyroid modules in particular.
Oh, well, for all of them, you just go slow. Take it a step at a time. It is overwhelming. Just read it and go through it. If it doesn't make sense, you can put it aside and come back and do it again. There's no mm-hmm. hurry. And doing the download is really important, because if you have to go back and do it at the end when you've done completed mastery through, it's like, ah.
Oh, that's a lot of download. You could spend days just downloading stuff, but if you do it as you go through each module, it makes much more sense.
Clean them up as you go. Get those assignments done at the end if you can, because some of them I couldn't. I was so new in just this whole field. I had to leave them. So when it came time to, you know, do the end, it was like I was scrambling to get some of them together, but it's best if you can do them along.
But you did it. Awesome.
Awesome. I did.
Awesome work. And it doesn't matter whether you take 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, whatever it takes for you to get through it is what it takes. And, you know, we had one guy from Singapore, Hung. He went through everything in a year. He just like next module. It was before we changed the structure. So it was every month we released a new module initially. Then and I think he was one of the impetuses for changing it so that as soon as you finished one, you got the next one. Cause he would be like, can you give me the next module? I'm finished. Can you give me the next module? I'm finished. And he made it through everything in a year. It was crazy.
Yeah. Implementation though, that is so important.
Yeah.
That's what I'm doing right now. I have a couple clients and it's intense, and it's like going back and it's like when it's in your face, you kind of forget everything you learned. It's like, oh my gosh, what was that? You know?
Yeah. And the more you do it though, the more you practice with people, the easier it gets.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. So thank you.
And it's never easy, by the way, right? I'm always researching or looking things up or trying to pull it together. But the more you know it, the more like when Valerie said to me, her client had this, this, and this, that I could see it in my head and I can see the connections. And the more you do it, the more you get that way. But it just takes practice. It takes a lot of practice. So that's why I say practice on your family members. I know that Janet practiced on, she brought her daughter's cases to, you know, Dutch tests and whatnot. And, you know, just practice on your family members and friends and yourself, right?
They get Christmas and birthday presents like Dutch tests and that kind of thing.
I know a lot of people who do that.
Oh, Graham's at it again.
Oh, she wants me to get healthy. Uh-oh. Yeah. My brother did that with his family. They gave each other 23andMe tests. And then after they got the results back, he's like, what does this mean? Like, so I'm telling him, download and get this report and we'll sit down with it. But I'm like, do you have this one? Do you have that? Because, you know, I never had anybody that was my family member. And it was funny because it said his son, in the 23andMe, it'll say if there's relatives that, and it said his son listed me as his grandmother. Like, oh. So there was a lot of real similar genetics that, you know, and I look at him and I'm like, oh my God, he looks like my mother. He looks like my brother. You know, he looks like all my whole family. So he got like, yeah, they thought I was his grandmother. Funny. Any other questions, comments? Good. Thank you guys. I'm going to go get a little sunshine. Bye everybody. Thanks.
All right. For-
everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.